Anthony, let's talk a little bit about this. You were one of the three members of the livestock handling skills team. You know, tell me about the competition, why y'all were interested in entering to be a part of this contest.
It's a huge tradition for Pawnee. We've got multiple Oklahoma plaques up there, and to go on, this would be my third year, and to go on and just finally bring home a state title, it's like an inspiration for the younger students because they want a state title as well.
So tell me about the contest as far as how do you prepare to do something like this in front of the judges?
Well, we talk to our local farmers and stuff, and we actually go and work cattle for them.
Okay. So as you do that, what do you feel you've learned about handling animals through the chute?
Oh, you find like secrets. You find what works best, what doesn't work best. I mean, there's times when a calf goes to lay down, I mean, you just throw your little hand in front of him and he'll stand back up for you.
That's pretty good. Now, you know, you're obviously handling a lot of different, you're handling two or three different drugs, you're handling implants, you're handling ear tags. You're doing a lot of different things to these animals, right?
Yes.
So tell me, you know, as you do all of these type of things, what's the importance of each of them in your mind?
Oh, the importance is mainly just safety. And then once you are safe, then when you give the vaccines to the cattle, then they are safe. And you know, okay, now they're not going to infect my other cattle, and they're going to keep, whenever they get butchered or whatever, they're going to keep the human safe as well. It's all a big cycle.
Now, you and your teammates worked pretty well together. You all were communicating.
Yes, communication is key because you do not want to get, as we say it, don't get in my kitchen. You stay in your own little kitchen, and that way you're not running into each other, and that way the vaccine doesn't get put in twice and you don't have an overdose.
So you're actually trying to make sure that you take good care of the animal by talking to each other.
Oh, of course. The animal is most important as well.
So what are you interested in beyond high school years?
I plan on going to NEO and then transferring over to OSU and majoring in ag business. And eventually I plan on pro roading and then eventually getting my specializing in equine dentistry.